is Mustard Service, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO.
C'est un endroit qui ressemble à la Louisiane, à l'Italie. Il y a du linge étendu sur la terrasse, et c'est joli. On dirait le sud. Le temps dure longtemps, et la vie sûrement plus d'un million d'années. Y'a plein d'enfants qui se roulent sur la pelouse. Y'a plein de chiens. Y'a même un chat, une tortue, des poissons rouges. Il ne manque rien. On dirait le sud. Le temps dure longtemps, et la vie sûrement plus d'un million d'années, et toujours en été.
From sunny Medford, it is 7:04 a.m. in the morning. I wish you all a good morning. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, VTufts Freeform Radio. My name is Marion. You're listening to Radio Europe. This is an episode that I entitled, I Love the South a Little Too Much and I Miss Summer Times. I hope you are all doing well on this going back to school morning after spring break, at least for college. I don't know if there are any other listeners who have their spring breaks later or sooner, but anyways, for Tufts, it was spring break last week. Oh my god, coming back from spring break is one of the most heartbreaking American experiences that I've ever made. And I must say, it's pretty devastating. Nonetheless, I'm very happy to be here this morning and play with you some tunes that, you know, remind me of summertime. And I wrote a description in the playlist that I prepared for that show today, and I said, nostalgia is in order this Monday, post-spring break, post-NOLA, post-sunshine. Well, what can we do but listen to music that reminds me of spring, summer? Come with me. Come with me and we'll ride nostalgia. So this is what I want us to try doing today. I know, pretty ambitious, right? This first song that you just listened to is called Le Sud. It's a French song, super famous about, well, you have guessed it, the South. It's just telling a story about how the South is a place where time and weather don't really, you know, seem real. And somehow, I think we've all been there. Last week for the break, I went to New Orleans in Louisiana, and I fell in love there. There are a few cities that I know in my life I fell in love with, and I fell in love in. This time I just fell in love with the city. I didn't fall in love with anyone there. Oops, sorry, Louisiana. Well, there are a couple anyways, and before I ramble a little too much about that, I would like first to listen to a tune that reminds me of summer that may not seem super summer vibesy, but that is to me. It's Mr. Fox in the Fields Medley. It's from the movie Fantastic Mr. Fox, directed by Wes Anderson, but it's still European music because the composer is Alexandre Desplat, a wonderful composer of this one. His music is just pure gold. Every time you hear it, you just, you know, it's great. What does it remind me of summer? Good question. I watched this movie 2 summers ago in a sort of small tent / house in Germany that was in the south of Germany in bumfuck nowhere. And and it was a very, very good memory that I still have. It's a core memory to my heart today. So I would like for us to enjoy that music a little bit. I would like for us to think about it. I would like for us to just enjoy wonderful Alexandre Desplat on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, the Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you. was Alexandre Desplat, and that was Mr. Fox in the Fields medley, again from Fantastic Mr. Fox, which if you haven't seen, I highly recommend seeing. It's a very beautiful movie, it's fun, but it's also kind of deep. I mean, I really love Wes Anderson's movie qualities for that. They always look easy to watch, and when you think about it, they're actually not that, you know, not that simple. There are a couple of things I wanted to say. I think this show today is going to be more of a talking show than a music show, and I'm trying not to derive too much from the original concept of Radio Europe. But you know, nostalgia and summer and all of those things and spring break and all of that, just if there's one author that could embody this nostalgia that I feel right now, is probably James Baldwin. Also, you may know or you may not know, but you should know that I have an absolute admiration for James Baldwin, who also happened to come live in Europe at the end of his life, France. He did live in France quite a lot, lived in Paris. I think he went to the south towards the end of his life. He is... James Baldwin's everything to me. And I just thought I would read you a little extract from Nothing Personal, an essay that he wrote. It's usually accompanied by pictures. I got this edition at Faulkner Library in New Orleans. And those words hit for some reason, because these little lives that we all have somehow are linked to places with an incomparable strength, and we have little control over the places that we're drawn to. And I don't know, I just thought he's going to say it better than me anyway, so let me just... I'm going to read an extract from this. 4. One discovers the light in darkness. This is what darkness is for. But everything in our lives depends on how we bear the light. It is necessary while in darkness to know that there is a light somewhere, to know that oneself waiting to be found. There is a light. What the light reveals is danger. What it demands is faith. Pretend, for example, that you were born in Chicago and have never had the remotest desire to visit Hong Kong, which is only a name on a map for you. Pretend that some convulsion, sometimes called accident, throws you into connection with a man or whom a woman who lives in Hong Kong, and that you fall in love. Hong Kong will immediately cease to be a name and become the center of your life. And you may never know how many people live in Hong Kong, but you will know that one man or one woman lives there without whom you cannot live. And this is how our lives are changed, and this is how we are redeemed. What a journey life is, dependent entirely on things unseen. If your lover lives in Hong Kong and cannot get to Chicago, it will be necessary for you to go to Hong Kong. Perhaps you will spend your life there and never see Chicago again, and you will, I assure you, as long as space and time divide you from anyone you love, discover a great deal about shipping routes, airline, earthquake, famine, disease, and war. And you will always know what time it is in Hong Kong, for you love someone who lives there. And love will simply have no choice but to go into battle with space and time, and furthermore, to win. I know we often lose, and that the death or description of another is infinitely more real and unbearable than one's own. I think I know how many times one has to start again, and how often one feels that one cannot start again, and yet, on pain of death, one can never remain where one is. The light, one will perish without the light. And I wish I could read more of the Baldwins, but I don't want to read so much more today, because I think those words hit hard enough already. That was Fantastic Mr. Fox in the Fields medley. And again, I was in Germany listening to that tune, watching a movie on my phone. It was a very precious moment, which I keep to my heart even to today. But we should skip summers and go from summer that was 2 years ago to summer that was last year's ago. And actually not really summer, because it was the end of April, beginning of May. I left and I went to Italy with one of my friends, and we went to Lake Como, and if you've never been there, you have to imagine a great lake and all the mountains that are just behind. You know the Toblerone, the way the tablet plays out? Those are the mountains that I saw there. And I know it's the worst reference possible, but I swear to God it's true. And we just spent a couple of days here. We biked along the lake, and it was the nicest thing ever. We ate pasta in a restaurant in a tiny village. We didn't even know where we were. It was an amazing place, and I just thought I would play to you Voyage en Italie, which just tells about that, and I will see you afterwards.
Faire une virée à deux, tous les deux sur les chemins. Dans ton automobile, tous les deux on sera bien. Et dans le ciel il y aura des étoiles et du soleil quand on mettra les voiles. S'en aller tous les deux dans le sud de l'Italie. Et voir la vie en bleu, tout joué sur un pari. Toute la nuit danser le calypso, dans un dancing avec vue sur l'Arnaud. Au milieu de la nuit, un catinini. Et va la navette, va la douce vie. On s'en ira toute la vie danser le calypso. S'en aller au matin, boire un dernier martini, et aller prendre un bain sur une plage à Capri. Voir sur ta peau le soleil se lever, à la Madone envoyer des baisers. Au milieu de la nuit,
again, all of that is pretty related to my own summers. I don't want to, you know, this show is probably going to be a lot about nostalgia in my life and a little less about Europe. But somehow, aren't we all connected? I don't know what I'm trying to say with this. So that was Voyage en Italie by Lille Club. And again, that song is really, it was part of a moment in my life where just, we went to Italy. We spent like 4 days there. We took a train from Milano to Lake Como. We took trains that just, you know, rode along the lake, and it was the most wonderful thing ever. I would even swim in the lake, even if it was a little cold. And which also reminds me that, you know, it looks like my summers are tied to holidays, which is true, they are, but not only last summer as well. And June was in France, and I was in Paris at the time. It was a damp month. Everything was sort of sticky because it was too hot and pretty humid. Not as humid as in Boston, though, but still, you know, for France, it was pretty, you know, not insufferable is a good way to put it. So I was in Paris after Italy, and I was working, and I was spending a lot of time with one of my friends, and so he happened to make me listen to a lot of music. So that also reminds me of part of the summer when it was damp outside. I would just sleep in places in Paris where the beds would be almost as big as your flat they were in, and I would see the sky from the window, and the sky would be very blue, but also would be very hot, and also would have to be super silent because the neighbor downstairs would shout if I said anything. And you know, those are just good memories that I wish to associate to music, which I have always done and which everybody does in this economy, in this society. So we're going to listen to one of his songs. It's called Le Magicien. I know it's a lot of French today. I know that generally Radio Europe is a lot of French, and I'm super sorry about that. As you may have noticed, I'm not from here, and I'm from France, so I must admit that most of the songs that are from Europe that I listen to would be in French or maybe German, but I'm not super, super duper familiar, especially with music from Spain or music from Portugal or music from the eastern side of Europe. I'm trying to be more and more, but right now my life, as it is more associated to music that are in French and in English, and I also listen to a lot of American music, so it's very hard for me to not put any. Anyways, enough jabber jabber. This is Le Magicien. This is Chaton. You have to, again, picture Paris as you know it. Damp. Kind of empty, but also not really. Lots of sun. Lots of heat. And yeah, picture that. Close your eyes. Come with me. Don't close your eyes if you're driving, but if you're not, come with me and listen to that song.
Là, avec ma baguette magique, je transformais mes doigts en feu d'artifice. Je te séduisais. Je te séduisais. C'était simple, c'était très simple. J'étais plus vieux que toi. J'en avais vécu plus, j'en savais plus. Et je chantais. J'étais là. J'étais là comme un magicien. Il transformait les mots en poésie. C'était très simple pour moi. Tu étais naïve, naïve comme une étudiante en art en plus. Et tu étais belle, tellement belle. Et tu m'aimais plus fort que tu n'aimeras jamais personne. J'étais ton père, ton frère, ton cousin, ton amant, ton homme, tout le monde à la fois. J'étais le premier, j'étais un magicien avec sa baguette magique qui transformait ses doigts en feu d'artifice. Je me rappelle de cette fois où je t'avais amené camper. C'était simple, c'était tellement simple, tellement facile. J'avais des billets de 20, t'avais des pièces de 2. C'était tellement facile. On avait roulé en écoutant ces vieux morceaux de reggae que moi je connaissais par cœur. Et toi tu découvrais. J'étais Dieu. J'étais Dieu. Cette nuit à la belle étoile, je sais que tu t'en rappelles encore. J'étais là. J'étais tout seul en haut de la montagne, il n'y avait que moi. Même les premières fois où j'étais trompé, même ces premières fois-là, je suis resté tout en haut de la montagne. J'y suis resté bien longtemps après d'ailleurs. Puis tout le monde t'a bien évidemment dit que j'étais moins que moins que moins que encore moins que rien. Et tu t'es fait à l'idée, évidemment que tu t'es fait à l'idée. Petit à petit, je suis redescendu de la montagne. Et en bas, en dessous, dans la vallée, je me suis engouffré dans des sables mouvants. De plus que tout, je suis devenu moins que rien. Je me suis noyé petit à petit dans les abysses. On ne me voit plus, on ne voit plus que mon ombre. Un bout de mon ombre même, j'ai disparu. J'ai disparu. Et là, 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 je t'appelle. Sorti de nulle part. Évidemment que tu as quelqu'un. Il est sur la montagne, tout là-haut. Et moi, je suis détrempé. Détrempé de mauvais souvenirs, détrempé de crasse, détrempé de haine. Et je ne sais pas. Je ne sais pas si tu te rappelles de moi sur la montagne et que tu veux te protéger. Ou si tu ne sais pas, si tu ne sais plus, si je te dégoûte. Alors tu me dis que tu veux pas trop en dire sur ta vie. Que tu m'en veux pas, mais qu'on n'est pas amis. Qu'on n'est pas amis alors que ça rime pas à grand-chose de se parler, de s'écrire. Échanger. Mais voilà, voilà moi. Moi je me rappelle de ce jour-là où j'étais le magicien avec sa baguette magique qui transformait ses doigts en feu d'artifice. Je me dis que c'est pas possible que t'aies oublié ça. Même si c'est faux, même si tout était faux, même si je ne suis qu'un imposteur et que je le suis pour toujours. Je ne peux pas croire ça. Alors je continue, je t'appelle, je te parle. Et puis ça t'énerve. En fait ça t'énerve maintenant. Au départ tu savais pas trop, mais maintenant t'es sûr. Je suis juste un con. Juste un con et puis il faut que j'arrête de t'appeler. Faut vraiment que j'arrête de t'appeler. D'ailleurs, aujourd'hui, c'est lui qui me répond. Lui. Lui qui ne sait rien. Lui qui n'est que le second. Lui qui ne sera jamais ce magicien qui transformait ses doigts en feu d'artifice. Lui qui sera juste celui qui transformera ta vie en quelque chose d'acceptable. Quelque chose de sensé. Quelque chose de raisonnable. Quelque chose que je n'aurais jamais pu t'offrir. Que je ne pourrais jamais offrir à personne. Car je l'ignore, moi. Oui, je l'ignore. Votre vie d'adulte.
A song that I love, and that is just this mood. It's just precious. Again, Damn Paris. It was June 2023. It was a strange moment, yeah. I think we're gonna skip to the next song, and I'm having trouble deciding which song I'm gonna play next. I was thinking that I would play for you a song that refers to that about that same period of time, still June 2023, probably a little bit of July, in between May and beginning of July 2023. I would visit that same friend to work, and he would listen to a lot of music when he was working. So I would just sit there and listen to music as well that he was listening. He, I believe, liked and still likes to listen to sort of conscious rap that means things and that just, you know, has deep lyrics, which I really appreciate. And I'm making fun of that, but I really appreciate it. And so there was this thing that was called Passion Triste, which you may have heard of. I don't know the English translation. Let me just look that up. It's from Spinoza. It's a concept that Spinoza coined, explaining that in our life we have different types of passions, and that those ones, I know the terms in French. I don't know them in English, which makes it very hard for me to explain. But basically, we have different types of passion in our lives, and some passions just get our willpower up, and some get our willpower down. And those ones, the passion, the sad passions, quote unquote, get those down. Let me just check how you say it in English. I'm on the wiki page. It's a shame that I'm here. Okay, I'll check that and we'll tell you afterwards. But what is important for you to remember is that this song is called Passion Triste and is about that. And it's a little bit of the society that we live in today. I'm going to stop rambling. I'm talking way too much in a way too unorganized manner. I hope you forgive me for that on 91.5 FM, the Women from Medford, the Tufts Free From Radio. This is Le Magicien. This is Passion Triste by Doska Wa. Have fun and enjoy.
De J.E.J. K.O. Freestyle hein. C'est quoi qu'on tease? Passe-moi ton spliff. La pression de la société a engendré des passions tristes. Dans l'anonymat des mégapoles, on se demande pas pourquoi les gars collent des yefs. Pourquoi picolent les yefs? C'est pas ce qu'agin, c'est pas si drôle. Ici les gens qui s'aiment s'ignorent. Ouais gros c'est mort. On n'écoute plus vos conseils mais le requiem des rossignols. Le capitalisme a tout détruit, uniformisé les boutiques. On se croit libre et différent, consommant de la pensée unique. Des murmures de vie morcelés, pour s'amuser c'est que morceau. Et je vois un miroir que dans le regard, les statues du musée d'Orsay. Dans nos poumons c'est Tchernobyl, et dans nos têtes c'est Fessenheim. Je donne pas trop cher de nos vies, de toute façon j'ai plus un flèche sur moi. Mais les regrets, pour l'humanité, pas un atome. Parce que d'après le progrès, c'est du porno sur les smartphones. Et il n'y a plus de dialogue, c'est pas l'heure de parler du cœur. Moi je crois qu'il n'y a plus que le radiologue qui voit nos beautés intérieures. Dans ma tête je revois la scène que ceux qui s'aiment s'égorgent. On tourne les canons d'Avicenne contre les fusils de Tchekhov. Je sais bien ce que les passants disent et lorsqu'ils passent et qu'ils voient qu'on tise. Et tu crois pas si t'as jugé l'autre, ça éloignerait ta hantise. Les sourires sont faciles mais ça se fera pas sans spliff. La pression de la société a engendré des passions tristes. Je sais bien ce que les passants disent et lorsqu'ils passent et qu'ils voient qu'on tise. Et tu crois pas si t'as jugé l'autre, ça éloignerait ta hantise. Les sourires sont faciles mais ça se fera pas sans spliff. La pression de la société a engendré des passions tristes. Des passions tristes. C'est quoi qu'on dise? Passe-moi ton spliff. La pression de la société a engendré des passions tristes. Nos âmes voudraient un temps pour elles, on prend des fuites intemporelles. C'est impossible de réussir et pourtant on se retente la belle. Mais de toi tu peux pas t'enfuir, choisir la vie sans contrainte. Tu verras que vivre de loisirs va engendrer d'autres problèmes. Le temps qui passe est un défi qui nous suicide à petits fils. Il met des rides à ceux qu'on aime et fait chuter les seins des filles. La famille n'est plus qu'un concept qu'on qualifie du Moyen-Âge, juste pour légitimer le fait des enfants brisés qu'on partage. Y'a de l'orage dans le patio comme si passait le golem de Prague. On se dit adieu comme des agneaux que l'on emporte le jour de Pâques. Tu battras pas tes vieux fantômes, au pire tu les gardes à distance. Mais lorsque la fatigue arrive, tu sens s'abaisser tes défenses. T'aimerais bien ranger ton épée, t'endormir au bord de la rive. Mais si t'as pas déclaré la paix, l'armée des manches morts arrive sans être moraliste. On meurt aussi près des lagunes. La seule façon de gagner la guerre, ce serait de se dire que c'en est pas une. Je sais bien ce que les passants disent, et lorsqu'ils passent et qu'ils voient qu'on tise. Et tu crois pas si t'as jugé l'autre, ça éloignerait ta hantise. Les sourires sont faciles, mais ça se fera pas sans spliff. La pression de la société a engendré des passions tristes. Je sais bien ce que les passants disent, et lorsqu'ils passent et qu'ils voient qu'on tise. Et tu crois pas ce que t'as jugé l'autre, ça éloignerait ta hantise. Les sourires sont faciles, mais ça se fera pas sans spliff. La pression de la société a engendré des passions tristes. Des passions tristes. C'est quoi qu'on tise? Passe-moi ton spliff. La pression de la société a engendré des passions tristes. Y'a pas d'ambulance qui puisse où je suis venir me prendre là dans mon monde imaginaire où les petites douleurs sont bruyantes. Mais les grandes ne savent que se taire. Je vais peut-être y aller maintenant, mais dis-moi mon ami, est-ce que j'habite Shutter Island? On se purifiera pas dans le Gange, quel monde étrange. Au lieu d'esquiver la noyade, on nous a appris le saut de l'ange. Une négation de l'individu, un déni des personnalités. La société crée des souffrances indues dont personne n'a idée. C'est pas pour la santé publique, moi j'ai compris comment ça marche. Ça s'appelle produit illicite. Lorsque l'État se fait pas de marge, quel monde de barge, on vole des veaux à leur maman pour prendre le lait de ces dernières, afin de le revendre à des gens pour qui ça n'est pas nécessaire. La boîte de Pandore mérite-t-elle que l'on en referme le couvercle? On est des êtres spirituels, mais on est prisonniers d'un cercle. Accepte qui tu es, détache-toi des gens toxiques. Car même si le vide leur remplace, pour détruire les patients tristes, faut regarder le vide en face. T'apprends le désamour de toi. N'oublie jamais qu'on est quand même des très belles poussières d'étoiles.
So that was Passion Triste by Dos Que Wa. Again, hard to find a translation of that in English. It's a concept from Spinoza, once again, a philosopher. This song is pretty deep when you think about it. Lyrics are kind of criticizing society quite a lot, but it ends on a note that I really like. It's but even when this world just teaches you to not love yourself, and even when this world is just meaningless and makes no sense, and this is a horrible translation, by the way, just keep in mind that we all are wonderful stardust, which I find actually pretty beautiful. Anyways, we have reached a time in the show where it's time for me to read today's PSA, public service announcement. Public service announcement today is going to be numbers to think about, world wealth distribution. And here we go. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half of the world's population combined. According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, those 8 men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of 43 richest people to equal those poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income of many workers has remained essentially unchanged. That was a number to think about from WMFR in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Right now you're listening again to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, the Tufts Free From Radio. My name is Marion. We're entering the second half of this show, Radio Europe. And today is, as I told you, it is about... I loved summer a little too much. I miss the South, or the other way around, whichever you want to put it. And we're going to listen to... something slightly different, something a little more. How can I say that? Something a little more groovy, something a little more dancey vibes. We're going to listen to Femme Like You, which is a sort of like, you know, those things that they play on summer camps when you just go camping and they have this song that play. You don't really know where they're playing. I'm not saying this song is great. I'm saying it reminds me of summer or of the South. Both work. So we're just going to listen to that again. You know, it's just a summer vibe song. I hope you enjoy it.
Yes. Papa, come on. Hey, Martinez, you ready, girl?
Come on, Papa. Let's do this, gangsta.
Donne-moi ton cœur, baby, ton corps, baby. Donne-moi ton bon vieux fun, ton rock, baby, ta soul, baby. Chante avec moi, je veux une femme like you. Pour m'emmener au bout du monde, une femme like you. Hey.
Donne-moi ton cœur, baby, ton corps, baby. Donne-moi ton bon vieux fun, ton rock, baby, ta soul, baby. Chante avec moi, je veux un homme like you. Bad boy, too sick to play, un homme like you. Hey.
I told you it's a little bit of a tube de l'été type of song. So it's not really supposed to be a good song. It's a song to which you can dance, which I think is pretty effective. Again, that reminds me of summer. I don't have any precise memory associated with that song, but somehow I just picture myself in the south in an unknown place, probably a camping place, just a camping resort or something, just dancing with, like, I don't know, people, families and everything. You know what I mean. You know. So we're going to listen to Avery's songs. Going to speak a little less in the second half of that show. Song is called Le Temps de l'Amour. It's Françoise Hardy. You may know it. My mom knows it. And my mom's listening right now. So hello, mom. And that song's basically for her, actually, because I'm pretty sure that's more associated to her summers than mine. But it's just the way she describes summertime is just real. So Françoise Hardy, ladies and gentlemen, she got it all. She knew.
Ça dure toujours, on s'en souvient. On se dit qu'à 20 ans, on est les rois du monde et qu'éternellement, il y aura dans nos yeux tout le ciel bleu. C'est le temps de l'amour, le temps des copains et de l'aventure. De bonheur. Un beau jour, c'est l'amour et le cœur bat plus vite, car la vie suit son cours et l'on est tout heureux d'être amoureux. C'est le temps de l'amour, le temps des copains et de l'aventure. Ça dure toujours, on s'en souvient. On s'en souvient. On s'en souvient. On s'en souvient. On s'en souvient.
Hello, you're still listening to 91.5 FM, WM for Medford, VTEFT's Freeform Radio. My name's Marion, this is Radio Europe. This show today is entitled I Love the South a Little Too Much and I Miss Summer Times. Because we're just coming back from spring break. I was in New Orleans. I love this city. Reminded me of all those things that I love about summer. First one being you're able to travel most of the time because, well, you're on holidays with school. Second one being it's kind of hot outside and you can play music out of speakers and just chill out with your friends on lawns and along rivers, which I think is pretty cool. And there are so many songs that I could play for you today. I've tried to make a little selection of what reminds me of what my summer and what I could associate to summer in general. Those two last songs, Femme Like You, Le Temps de l'Amour, those two last songs are more songs that I think represent summer really well. Another thing that you need to know about summer in the south in France is you may have heard of this, you may have know the French Riviera, you may know all of that. Summer in France is associated to the south quite a lot. Many people go to the south, many people just stay there. They just, you know, enjoy Nice and Marseille and all of that, you know, region. Provence also is a very important place to be in the summer. I've never really been there because my parents don't really like the south in the summer. They think it's too hot and also a little bit too touristy, which makes a lot of sense. But anyways, my point was, in France, the south in the summer in the south is a very important thing. And one one thing that results from that is that usually we associate the southern French accent to the summertime. And there is one singer in France who has a very strong southern accent, and it's Francis Cabrel. And Francis Cabrel has released lots of songs, and you can hear, well, you may not, but when you speak French, you can hear a little bit of the southern accent, which makes it very summery vibes. It's kind of an oldie as well, so I hope you enjoy it. But this is La Corrida. I think it's his most famous song. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you think about summertime, the South, Provence, Marseille, Menton, all of that. And that you stay tuned on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio.
Depuis le temps que je patiente dans cette chambre noire, j'entends qu'on s'amuse et qu'on chante au bout du couloir. Quelqu'un a touché le verrou et j'ai plongé vers le grand jour. J'ai vu les fanfares, les barrières et les gens autour. Dans les premiers moments, j'ai cru qu'il fallait seulement se défendre. Mais cette place est sans issue, je commence à comprendre. Ils ont refermé derrière moi, ils ont eu peur que je recule. Je vais bien finir par la voir, cette danseuse ridicule. Est-ce que ce monde est sérieux? Que ce monde est sérieux. Andalousie, je me souviens les prairies bordées de cactus. Je vais pas trembler devant ce pantin, ce minus. Je vais l'attraper, lui et son chapeau, les faire tourner comme un soleil. Ce soir, la femme du torero dormira sur ses deux oreilles. Est-ce que ce monde est sérieux? Est-ce que ce monde est sérieux? J'en ai poursuivi des fantômes, presque touché leurs ballerines. Ils ont frappé fort dans mon cou pour que je m'incline. Sortent d'où ces acrobates avec leurs costumes de papier. J'ai jamais appris à me battre contre des poupées. Sentir le sable sous ma tête, c'est fou comme ça peut faire du bien. J'ai prié pour que tout s'arrête. Andalousie, je me souviens. Je les entends rire comme je râle. Je les vois danser comme je succombe. Je pensais pas qu'on puisse autant s'amuser autour d'une tombe. Est-ce que ce monde est sérieux? Est-ce que ce monde est sérieux?
Si, si, hombre, hombre. Baila, baila. Hay que bailar de nuevo. Y mataré los otros.
Otras vidas. Y otros toros. Y mataremos otros.
Venga, venga, baila. Y mataré los otros.
Y
Again, there's this little Salvan accent that you can hear when you just listen very closely to La Corrida. The next song that I'm going to play is very profoundly linked to my dad, who maybe is listening, but I'm not sure. If you're listening, hello, father. If you're not, hi, dad. He used to take me on adventures. My dad used to take me on adventures. He still loves to take pictures of storms, and especially those great lightnings, silver lightnings. He loves to take pictures of that. And so when there were lightnings or when there were storms around my home and my place, he would just drive around with his camera, and he would just stop and take pictures. And at some point in my life, when I was about, I don't know, probably around 12, 13 maybe, he started to take me with him, and would just go around and drive for hours just trying to search for the storm so that he could take pictures. But it was actually more of an excuse to spend time with my dad, and he would play lots of songs during those car trips that usually happen in the summertime, because definitely storms don't happen in winter. And so he would play lots of songs, he would make me discover lots of great music. He would also play songs in French, and at the time it was, instead of being, how can I say it in a polite way, I was not being very favorable and not being very patient for French music. I was very passionate about English, and I wanted to learn English, and I wanted to listen to English music, and I thought English music was so much better because the lyrics sounded so much better. And I was wrong, and my dad was right, and he made me listen to a lot of songs in French. One artist especially, Charles Lee Couture, he listened to when he was my age, and for some reason it stuck with me. And I saw him live with my dad, and my dad, it is one of the only time I saw my dad crying, and he's a very important person for my father, so it's basically for my dad. I played Françoise Hardy for my mom, I'm playing Charles Lee Couture for my dad. Summertime and nostalgia is pretty much linked to your parents anyway, so La Ballade du mois d'août 75, Charles Lee Couture, on WMFO Medford, The Tufts Free From Radio.
On a loué une maison, pas très loin d'Avignon, un vieux Polonais qui cherchait une mine d'or. Il faisait bonder l'aurore à regarder le ciel dans un fauteuil en toile. Et les poules imbéciles et le coq d'opéra. Quand le café était prêt, une fenêtre s'ouvrait. La mère bonne humeur commentait un de ses rêves. J'ai les pieds gelés mais je me souviens du mois d'août 75. Et tu tissais un gilet comme un sage d'artisan, au maillot de bain du soir au matin. Tes frangins faisaient des sprints à vélo sur une route déserte. On allait chercher du fromage, du chèvre frais dans la ferme du haut. Sur les chaises du jardin, le père Barbuchot pensait à Picasso. Oh, la piscine était loin, mais ça faisait du bien. Quand on arrivait, quand on arrivait. On buvait du pastis comme si c'était de l'eau. Tu voulais que je reste, tu voulais que je t'enlève comme un premier amour. On jouait à la pétanque comme des amateurs. Mais y'a guère qu'un armateur pour 100 000 navigateurs, un seul compteur. Pour 100 000 baratineurs, des crampes dans le cou, les yeux qui me piquent, mais je me souviens. On écoutait le Mistral souffler sur la plaine, on faisait l'amour sur le toit en regardant les étoiles. Y'avait rien à gagner, les journées passaient, tout était simple. Voyait plus en rien d'autre qu'à l'instant. Et ça jouait de la musique sur tous les sentiments. Pas d'intrigue de village, pas d'ambition. Juste une manière de vivre, une manière d'être. Je me souviens. Mais si ne reste jamais rien de ce qui paraffine et des souvenirs idiots, mais qui donnent un peu de lumière. Les jours de pluie,
you have no idea of the number of times I cried to that song. This was again a song my dad used to make me listen to when we were storm hunting, and let me just translate the last few lines of the song. So he's just explaining what happened in the summer of 75, and he's just explaining how much of like how great fun that was and how much he enjoyed it. And the very last lines are, but there's nothing left of the experienced, a few oxidized grain on kerosene wax, which basically means pictures, and silly memories that give a little light on rainy days. Which the translation doesn't render the beauty and the wonders of those lyrics, but again, I think this is one of the first songs I've really liked, and that I would just go silent and my dad would nod because he knew he got it right. So that was for you, Mom, Françoise Hardy, Nino Ferrer, all of that was for you. We're gonna end up that show. Oh my god, it's already time, I can't believe it. I hope you have you had a nice break. I hope you have a nice break if you haven't had it yet. This last song is by Fauve, it's Talula. I will probably do a special about Fauve at some point, maybe if I sub or some other place. Anyways, I won't have time to play it if I don't stop sucking right now, so I'll see you next week on WMFO Medford, the Tufts Free From Radio. My name is Marion, you were listening to Radio Europe, it was a pleasure to have you, and I hope you enjoyed this as much as I have. I will leave you with Fauve, and see you next week.
Alors que le bruit de nos talons sur le macadam trempé résonne dans la nuit de décembre, alors il faut rattraper le temps perdu, le temps passé loin l'un de l'autre. Je suis un peu fébrile et toi t'as cet air un peu songeur. Tu fais ce bruit avec tes lèvres que je connais par cœur. Les mots se font rares mais peu importe, les silences comptent aussi et on a toute la nuit. Alors que l'odeur d'amandes sucrées, nos haleines alcoolisées nous revient par la baie qu'on expire. Alors les langues se délient, alors on ose enfin parler, se dire les choses. Tu es parti, je suis resté, on a changé, on s'est construit chacun de notre côté. J'ose pas trop le dire mais souvent tu me manques et je suis heureux à cet instant de pouvoir simplement te regarder. Dans ma poche un briquet, je fais des étincelles par série de trois. Réflexes bizarres je sais, mais je voudrais que ce moment s'arrête pas. Si le bateau coule, si le bateau sombre, je te suivrai, je serai comme ton ombre. Tu me trouveras toujours dans ton sillon, dans les sales moments comme dans les bons. Et si le ciel s'écroule, si les continents plongent, je te suivrai même jusque dans tes songes. Tu me trouveras toujours dans ton sillage, dans les lignes droites et les virages. Engourdis par le froid brille sous le crachin nocturne, alors on discute à bâton rompu comme à cette époque bénie où tu partageais ma vie. J'aime toujours ce que tu es, en fait même plus qu'avant je crois, maintenant que t'es plus là. Et puis y a quelque chose de plus lumineux, de coloré, de plus vivant, je trouve ça séduisant. Dans ma poche un briquet, je fais des étincelles par série de trois. Réflexe bizarre je sais, mais je voudrais vraiment que ce moment s'arrête pas. Et si le bateau coule, si le bateau sombre, je te suivrai, je serai comme ton ombre. Tu me trouveras toujours dans ton sillon, dans les sales moments comme dans les bons. Et si le ciel s'écroule, si les continents plongent, je te suivrai même jusque dans tes songes. Tu me trouveras toujours dans ton sillage, dans les lignes droites et les virages. Alors que le bruit de nos talons sur le macadam trempé résonne dans la nuit de décembre, alors il faudra